Good morning. Thank you, Harvey, for that introduction. I'd like to thank everyone for being here. Here means somewhere online. We don't have an in-studio audience today, but we are proud to be here. Same spot. Obviously, we are all, no matter how old we are, never been through anything like this in our lives. We don't know exactly what to tell our children, some our grandchildren. It's unprecedented times, scary times. But Be'ezras Hashem, we have to go on to do the Ratzon Hashem. And even more than that, we have to thrive. Today's topic was inspired in a funny way, pun intended. Obviously, you know, everyone has to take all the messages out there seriously. You know, all the different daily updates, what's going on, and the dangers, the spreads, the warnings, the advice from government, the demands from government. But at the same time, people can't be frazzled, can't be overwhelmed. And like everything in life, you have to take things with a sense of humor. And I definitely see a lot of people all over, the amount of memes you get on a daily basis of people taking the situation a little less seriously. I assume when they need to take it seriously, they take it seriously. But at the same time, humor is an important aspect how we deal with this situation. And about a couple weeks ago, I already saw people sending around the new format for this year's Seder. I think it said Kadesh, Orchatz, Karpas, Orchatz, Magid, Rachsa, Motzi Matzah, Orchatz, and obviously making a joke over the fact that we have to wash our hands frequently. That's one of the most important advices given by medical profession to fight germs. That's what we're fighting against, our invisible enemy. And people thus inserted as a joke into the Seder many more opportunities to wash our hands. And that somewhat inspired me for today's share. Today's share is entitled Orchatz at the Seder and throughout the ages. And it's interesting, we'll go through in the share. We actually, before this whole crisis came about, we already washed our hands officially twice during the Seder. Once before Karpas, Orchatz, and once later before we washed for bread, for matzah, Rachsan. We're going to talk about in today's share how can we wash twice. Even the language is a little bit funny. The first one we call Orchatz, and the second one we call Rachsa. Why do we change the language? Don't just tell me, Mr. Mayeroff, it's not just because of the fact we want to, you know, spice it up, be a little different. No, it's more than that. There's a reason behind why this is called Orchatz and this is called Rachsa. And tune in, you'll see soon. But in researching this entire topic of Mtilas Yadayim, of washing our hands, I came across a very fascinating insight from Rav Beryl Wein. As we know, Rav Beryl Wein for years has been a tremendous chashuv Talmid Chacham. He's actually a grandfather of one of my Talmidim. And a tremendous resource that the Jewish world has for his perspective on Jewish history. And Rabbi Fried, you could appreciate this. When he was going through the era of the Dark Ages. And from also in those times, they had what he called the bubonic plague, which killed, seems, millions and millions of people. Horrible, horrible, dark time in world history. And the interesting phenomenon, which, again, the stats in those days, they didn't get daily updates from the CDC. Johns Hopkins wasn't around to put the stats up like, you know, a baseball game. But the word got around that whatever the amount of Gentiles passing away during this period in the Jewish communities, in the Jewish ghettos, it was nothing like that. It was half or less than the general population. And some anti-Semites of those times use this as propaganda. They started conspiracy theories that the Jews are the ones behind this whole thing. Parenthetically, I am a little bit, you know, Bez Hashem, we hope that they find a cure for this current crisis as soon as possible. But in the back of my head, I have mixed feelings when the first thing you hear is Israel is working heavily on a vaccine. Look, if Bez Hashem, Israel's the one to find it, we'll all be happy. The enemies of Israel can eat their heart out, but they'll need Israel's help. But on the other hand, you never know, it might rise, you know, all the conspiracy theories that the Jews are behind it. But in those days, in the Dark Ages, Rahman al-Islam, this propaganda spread that the Jews are the ones behind it. That's why the Jews are not dying. And they actually had pogroms through Jewish neighborhoods under this pretense that the Jews are the ones killing everybody with this plague. But Rivera Wine said, why was it that the Jews were protected, that the Jews didn't die? Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was on their side. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there protecting them. Every bullet has an address. Every germ, no matter how it travels in the air, HaKadosh Baruch Hu determines where it goes. And obviously we all know HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways, why this person had to get it, this person didn't get it. But it's all the gzeira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Rivera Wine said there's a very practical reason why the Jewish people feared better in the Dark Ages than the Gentile neighbors. And that's for the simple reason that Jews were very makbid in the Tilos Yadayim. Not only do we wash our hands before we have bread, staple of meals, but there are many other things. A person plays with his hair, a person touches parts of his body, different things. The whole list, you go through Shulchan Aruch, there's a list of multiple things which require in the Tilos Yadayim. People washing their hands. And since the Jews were so makbid in washing their hands, this contributed heavily for them being saved during that dark period. And you check up the research, of course, we would say practically nowadays, one should not just wash their hands, but should wash their hands with soap. They can't find soap. If they could find Purell, some alcohol-based. But the concept of washing hands, even modern science, attributes a lot just to even the simple step of just pouring water in your hands, just washing one's hands. Especially you go back to the Dark Ages where people didn't wash their hands. It played such a difference. You know, no one's eating breakfast here in front of me. But you look up the stats, even nowadays, honestly, how many people are makbid in the general population of washing their hands? The numbers scare you. You know, you go to any good restaurant, you'll see in the bathroom a sign, all employees must wash their hands before going back to work. You know, there's a reason why they have to warn people about that. Washing one's hands, personal hygiene, is not necessarily, even in America, culture gain in other countries, who knows, is not necessarily on the top of everyone's priorities. And the Jewish people, which always through the ages, wash their hands, that makes a big difference in transmitting disease, and it definitely gives us chizuk, and it's something that we should continue to be makbid on to a high degree, so that, as Hashem, we stay far away from germs as much as we can. So what I would like to talk about today is Zorchatz, specifically focusing in on that first time we wash our hands, Bezer Hashem, at the Seder this year. Now, what's the source of washing before we do Karpas? So it's a Gemara in Pesachim. It's on top of your sheets. Hope everyone got the sheets. The Gemara, it's Daf Kuf Tes Vav Amud Aleph. Amar Belazar, Amar Oshia, Kol Shetivulo B'mashke Tzarech Metilas Yadayim. Any food which you dip into a liquid, you need to do Netilas Yadayim. There's a concept of Netilas Yadayim, not just washing one's hands before one eats bread, or the other instances we talked about before, you touch different parts of one body, one's hair, all different things. Not only do you need Netilas Yadayim for that, but if you dip food in liquid, and it doesn't necessarily apply to every liquid, you know, every time we hear about this, kids always say, if I dip my french fries, you know, in ketchup, does that need Netilas Yadayim? No. Not all dips are created equal, right? We live in the age of dips, but we'll see in the Shulchan Aruch, only applies to 7 specific liquids. But the Gemara just says it's a general statement, kol shetivulo b'mashke tzarech netilas yadayim. Anytime you dip something into a mashke, into a liquid, you need netilas yadayim. It's interesting, the Gemara then goes through a discussion which touches upon this Gemara here in our Pesachim, touches upon the netila that we do by the Seder. And even questions at one point, why do we do 2? And the Gemara there gives an answer that we're afraid, the reason why we have to wash our hands twice is, as we know, the Haggadah process, most years, who knows what will be this year, but Magid could take a while, and from the time that you wash before Karpas till you get to Motzi Matzah, it's very likely that you weren't focused on watching your hands, that they should be clean. In fact, in general, there's a concept of Yadim Askaniel saying. Chazal say, especially when it comes to Truma, factor by Flamos, you brought this up to me last week, that people don't realize what their hands touch. Now we're in like a super focused environment. So we do try to keep track, you know, where exactly did I touch, what did I touch? Because it makes for a difference with spreading germs and picking up germs. But the concept of people not knowing their hands are clean would be a reason that during the Seder, it's not enough you washed by Urchatz. There's a good chance your hands touch something in between, and thus one should wash again, the Gemara says, for Motzi Matzah, for Rachza. Now, in this Gemara, understanding why we wash, we come across a very interesting machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Let's see, Rashi is on towards the middle of your page. Kol shetivulo b'mashke, kigon yerech b'kusuach b'chometz, you're dipping vegetables into some liquid, into some vinegar. Tzarech netilas yadayim, Mishum Mashka. You need to do Netilas Yadayim because of the liquid. Shadayim Shnios, that your hands are coming in contact, becoming in contact with them. V'chol posolas atruma mitame mashkim lias tchila. And anything which posol truma would also have an effect of causing an issue over here. And Tosos brings Rashi, in fact, I left out the first part of Tosos, might be G'day to see. Tosos over here brings Rashi and clarifies. According to the way Rashi's saying it, the reason why we're washing our hands when we dip something in a liquid practically comes out to the same reason why we wash our hands before bread. That we want our hands to be tahar when we touch bread, we want it to be clean, and therefore, just like by bread we wash our hands, basically for the same reason, that's why we're washing our hands when it comes to dipping something in a liquid. Thus, just like we say a bracha when we wash our hands before we eat bread, so too it's the same din, according to Rashi, it's basically the same din on the Netilas Yadayim that we have by bread, we also have by dipping in a liquid. That's Rashi's opinion. Tosus himself doesn't like this pshat, and he has a couple issues just based on the reading of the Gemara over there in Masachim. And if you look in the third line of Tosos that I have here at least, the Nira, the Netil Dahacha, Lo Mishum Kedusha V'Nikias Mobinama. The reason why we wash over here is not because of Kedusha and cleanliness. I saw some of the Medaika Lashon of Tosos when he says over Rashi. Sounds like within Rashi there's really two dinim all year round. It's Kedusha, and it's also just plain practical nikias, cleanliness. Kamo nahama, just like we do with bread. Pshat is not like Rashi. Rather, el nishum shleitam hamashkim lios tchila. It's a din specifically in Tumah V'Tahara. Special din in Tumah V'Tahara. Beis HaMikdash, we have to be careful. We want our hands to be tahar. We shouldn't touch things and make something tameh. We wouldn't be able to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why we wash our hands in this Gemara before we dip food in liquid. Now, according to Tosus's reason, that's something which I do is mancha based on Mikdash Kayim. However, when nowadays, fortunately, we don't have the base of Mikdash, so Memela, there is no requirement, according to Tosos, for one to wash their hands. No such requirement. And therefore, comes out a very, very interesting halachic nafkamina. If you learn like Rashi, that the reason why we wash our hands is just like by bread, it's for Kedusha, but it's for Nikias, yeah, that would apply nowadays too, 100%. We want our hands being clean, yeah. But if it's al Tumah V'Tahara, if it's because of the coming in contact with something which is tameh, defiling ourselves, or we can't come to the base of Mikdash, practically, we say everyone today is Tumas Meis, and we can't go to the base of Mikdash, we can't go to the Har Habayis, we can't do these things. So Memela, one, the whole concept of washing one's hands would not apply. So very, very interesting halachic nafkamina, whether you hold like Rashi, which would apply today, or you hold like Tosas. Now, let's see the Shulchan Aruch, how the Shulchan Aruch treats this. On your sheets, you have a Shulchan Aruch, or a Chayim, Siman Kuf Nun Ches. This is by Hilchos Hatilos Hadayim. The Mechaber writes, Im Ochu Dover Shetivlo Be'echa Nishiva Mashkim. If one eats something that he's going to dip into one of the seven liquids, right here the Shulchan Aruch is qualifying. It doesn't apply to any liquid. Remember, it doesn't apply to ketchup. Doesn't say anything about tchina. Seven liquids, then you need to wash. What are those seven liquids? Simonim yad shachet dam. The hainu. Number one is yayin, into wine. Right? Wine was flowing in days back in Paris, in France. They dipped a lot of things in wine. Dvash, honey. Number three, all chopped off on your sheets. Shemen. Oil. Number four, chalav is milk that has nafkaminas. Tal, some type of dew. Dam, blood. Or mayim, or water. So, if you're going to dip something into these things, you need to wash. V'lo nisnagev, and you didn't dry it off. Even if you're not directly touching the spot where it's wet, as long as part of it is wet, you still have room to make a gzera. We're afraid you're going to come in contact with that liquid and have some tumah issue. Sarif netila lo bracha. You need to wash one's hands, but the mechaber writes without a bracha. Again, this Shulchan Aruch is written for nowadays. Beforehand, we had this machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos. It definitely sounds like the Shulchan Aruch is taking the side of Rashi, that one needs to wash one's hands, though he's writing without a bracha. Okay, so let's see the Mishnah Berurah. I have the Mishnah Berurah there on the bottom of the page. The low bracha, ki yesh miksas rishonim desavri, there are some Rishonim, we just saw ourselves, that's Tosfos, who says that the rabbis don't require one to wash when they dip nowadays. It was only required in those days. They ate in purity. Nowadays, we're all tummy mace. So therefore there's no requirement. So according to some Rishonim, which we saw, that's Tosfos, one does not need to wash. Since we have a machlokas over here, whether one has to wash or not. Therefore, anytime we have a machlokas regarding brachos, we say safik brachos lahakol. And therefore one does not need to wash when they dip something in a mashka. Okay? So that explains the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch, or that partially explains. The reason why you're not making a bracha over here is we saw it's machlokas. So there are Rishonim, Tosfos holds, one does not need to make a bracha. One does not need to do this washing altogether. And therefore, of course, you wouldn't need to make a bracha. There's no requirement. So therefore, even if you take Rashi's position, still there's a suffix. So Selvik Brothas Lahakam. Now the Chafetz Chaim continues. Vihine. Hamagin Avram. The Magin Avram brings the Olam Noagim Shlo Yita. There was a minog amongst people in the times of Magin Avram. People didn't wash. The Yeshlem al Milismoch. Dainu al Mixas Rishonim Hanel. They have what to base on. People who don't wash, when they dip things, you have what to base it on. Magid Avram says, "V'zakta mishabura avo harbi achronim hechniru ma'od b'davar." There are many achronim who are very machmir. The kasvu the ikar kirov poskim the zarech tila afiz manazeh, and they say the ikar is like most poskim that one does need to wash even today. Practically, that would mean one of the things we're talking about dipping was dipping in milk. You like your Oreo cookie. You dip that in milk. According to these Achronim, you first should wash. Rabbi, I never heard of that in my life. Josh, we learn new things each day. But there are shitas out there that one does, hold on 1 second, express. There are shitas out there, I'm not ready to talk about this halacha ma'aseh, that's not even part of really focus of the share today. We'll see. But there are poskim out there that do say that one has to wash if they're going to dip their Oreo or their chocolate chip cookie in milk. Yes, Harvey, yes, or your donut in coffee. Yeah, coffee is water, milk, yeah, probably all the same thing. Okay, so there are other poskim that do say you have to wash. The ayin the bir agra, the gra takes even further. The gra was so makbid on this, he held you should do it. Not only that, he wasn't makbid of the other opinion. He wasn't makbid of the opinion that says you didn't need to do it. And the gra says you would even do it with a bracha. Right? Before you dip your cookie in your milk, go wash your hands with a bracha on the tilsa dayim. Maybe this will help for 100 brachas that we talked about last week. According to the Gra, one makes a bracha. Again, I don't necessarily think we pass like this Gra, unless you're somebody who follows the Gra with everything. Chafetz Chaim, the Mechaber already said, Savit brachas lachal. But Litzur, you follow the Gra. There are people that do minhagi agra. I just got you an extra brachas. You know, you have your cookie and milk. You have an extra tilas yadayim for it. Olachin. After olam einog in levarach, even though the world minog is not to make a bracha, akapadim ein lacha below netila. The Chafetz Chaim is saying, look, one should wash beforehand. You shouldn't eat these things without netila. And then he says further, with tzarchos that kol dinim of netila, you have to really get all the dinim of netila. Okay. So the Chafetz Chaim seems to write pretty strong, quoting the Gra and many Achronim, that one does practically have to wash if they are dipping something in one of these liquids. That one has to wash. Now, okay, some things, you know, a lot of times what we do for dips is we're dipping bread into it. So if you're dipping bread, you're already washed for the bread, so we'll cover it. Right, you go to a nice restaurant and they have some nice olive oil or some mixture and you're dipping your bread into it. Yeah? You're already washing the bread, so l'chora you're good, I think. But it gets tricky. You're having crackers and you want to dip it into something, into that olive oil. Cookies and milk. Yeah. So this would be a machlokas, you know, what to do. And the Chafetz Chaim sounds like he is being quite machmer, that one ideally should wash without a bracha, but one should wash before he does that. Now, just to bring, I found a fascinating piece from Rosh Shlomo Zalman. I only made one side of Marim Komos this week, but this Rosh Shlomo Zalman is in Hilchas Pesach by the Seder, actually under Orchatz. And the fact of Shlomo Zalman, it just was his 25th Yahrzeit this past week, Chav Adar. And we talked a lot about Rosh Shlomo Zalman just a few weeks ago. We were counting about Dr. Michael Goldstein, and he had quite a few personal interactions with Rosh Shlomo Zalman and the impact that it had on him. Rosh Shlomo Zalman was not shayach, gadol, amazing, amazing person. You read the stories, the accounts. And he writes a very interesting thing. Rosh Shlomo Zalman came across the Chayi Adam. Fortunately, it seems Chayi Adam in his lifetime lost his son. And he wrote a sefer appropriately titled Matzeves Moshe, a matzeva, a tombstone for his son Moshe. And I guess within there, it has a hesped that he said about his son. What did he say about his son, the Chayi Adam? He said that he was a very pious person. How did he prove the fact that his son was a tzaddik, a chassid, a pious person? He said his son would wash when he would dip things in liquid. Zakhtar Shlomo Zalman, if that's what the Chai Adam says about his son, obviously the Chai Adam, who was halachic posik, understood that this is not the common halacha, this is not the common minhag. Right? It must be in the times of the Chai Adam, they were going with the idea of the Magen Avraham, that one does not wash on these things. They're not machmer. The galaktosos, or make it like tosos, that one does not need to wash on these things. And he says further, he says, Hareshi got, right, the Chaya Adam was in Vilna, and that was the time of the Gra. So look at, if Shlomo Zalman reads a biography, reads a Hesped, look at the halacha he's able to pull out of this. Haray shegam b'Vilna b'mei Rabbeinu HaGra. It appears that even in Vilna, the Gra's hometown, during the time of the Gra, lo lechmiru b'davar kim yechidei skula. He says, look, it's clear. There's edus, there's testimony by the Chai Adam, that in the times of the Gra himself, who we saw was very makbid about it. The Gra held you have to wash, and you have to wash with a bracha. But nevertheless, the Chai Adam in Vilna, times of the Gra, was saying only Yechidei Segula, only small, select people were machmer in this. The Gam Nidarish Lofenu, Lokpidu Bakachar Betamina Chachamim. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, I know in my own lifetime, the generation before, most people he saw eat, he watched them eat, chash of the people, they didn't wash. So Shlomo Zalman, that's his picture. Look, I see what the generation before did. And in general, it's a very, very healthy way how to view halacha. Right, Rabbi Shaffrin? Like in yeshiva, guys would always look to our rebbeim, see what they're doing. It's not enough to read halacha, to hear about. You don't just adopt chumras, especially when it comes to a chumra. You have to see how anashim chashuvim are dealing with it. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, look, I saw people in the last generation. They didn't do it. That itself has a very strong halachic force to it. We don't just adopt chumras so easily. But Shlomo Zalman's words are Avo Ata Achsharadara Virabu Mamadakta Binatilazu. There's a line. Sometimes people use this language sarcastically. I'm not sure I would Chas HaShalom pin any form of sarcasm on Shlomo Zalman. I don't know that you would say that. But Achsharadara, look, we have a wonderful generation that wants to be machmer and things. Like the Poskim write, like the Mishabura writes and others. So Rav Shlomo Zalman is saying, look, nowadays, Achsharadara, the generation, quote unquote, became better. And people are being machmer on this. But Rav Shlomo Zalman still gives you the full historic picture. Rav Shlomo Zalman looked back. I didn't see the generation before me, people being machmer on this, hush of the people. I could trace back to the times of Chai Adam, times of the Gra in Vilna, even though the Gra was very machmer on it, didn't seem that it picked up that the rove, the masses of people did it, only Yechidei Segula. And therefore, Lav Dafka, there's a requirement. So that brings us back to the Seder. Once we have this background of this halacha, of washing before one dips things in liquid. Now this brings us head on to the Seder. We see there's a machlokas rishona, whether one dips or not, with washing one's hands first. And look, the Mechaber, the Mishabura explained it, holds that one does wash. But Rosh Shlomo Zalman gave us quite clear that there is another camp, that the majority of people did not wash for this. So that brings us to quite a serious question. Why are we washing the night of the Seder before we do Karpas? If this is something we do all year round, okay? If we're machmir like those shitas that do it, okay? But if that's not what we do, why are we doing it on the Seder night? Good question, huh? So if you look, I put on the sheets the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, and Hilchos Pesach, Arachayim Smutof Ayin Gimel. Mechaber writes, No do yaldu v'tzorach tibol rishon, one does wash one's hands to do the first dipping, right? Tibol rishon means the first dipping as opposed to later where we dip maror into charoses. V'lo yivarach al netila. And you don't make a brach on this netila. The Chavetz Chaim refers you in the Mishavur over here. Yeah, this is like what he's saying, Kuf Nun Ches. You know why we wash by the Seder night? Exactly what we said, because we hold all year round, you should wash. When you dip your Oreo into milk, before you do it, you should wash. So just like we do it all year round, that's why we do it by the Seder. The Chavetz Chaim, Lishitaso, according to his understanding, it fits very well why one washes. In fact, I found someone quoted, there's a Chidah. Chidah, it seems, has a perish on the Haggadah. And in his perish, he writes a very fascinating point. Go through the Simani HaSeder, right? Kadesh, we'll get back to Orchatz in a moment, Karpas, Yachatz, Magid, Rachsa, Mochti, Matzo. None of them begin with a Vav. Kadesh, we do Kiddush, Orchatz, and we wash. We don't begin a sentence or a symbol with and. Why do we call it Orchatz? Right? Why do we say and we wash? Why is the Vav there? Why do you need a Vav HaChibur? It's connecting it. What are we connecting to? So Zot HaChidah, just like he says you have the Lashon, the Bracha, that Yaakov Avinu gives to, that Yitzchak Avinu gives to Yaakov. V'yitin l'cha al-kim v'tal ha-shamayim, shmani aretz. The pasuk begins v'yitin. Why does it say with a vav? It should be yitin l'cha al-kim. And the Mefarshim explained the vav means it gives and you should continue to give. That's what the Vav means. The Yitin Machal, okay. Not just now should Hashem give, Hashem should continue to give. So says the Chidah, do you know why we say Orchatz? Same type of Vav. The Vav indicates that it should be continuous. Just like, just like we wash by the Seder, we should be washing all year round. Orchatz, let it be continuous. And the Chidah sounds like he was somewhat of a kanoi for this, that one should be washing when they dip things in mashke. So the reason why we even call it, the Baal HaSeder called it Orchatz, is he's telling us, you should wash tonight by the Seder and continue to wash the rest of the year. That's what Orchatz means. Wow. Boy, that's something to say over at your Seder table. Orchatz is not just when we're washing tonight for dipping something in a liquid, but it's continuously, this is something we should do all year round. That's what the Chidah says. However, opposite that, I found there's a Chok Yaakov, which is brought actually in the Shaar Tzion. Chafetz Chaim himself does bring this when he writes that you need to wash. The Chok Yaakov says, really, we don't need to wash. Why don't we need to wash? Because like we said, we don't have to be machmer like that. Tosa says you don't need to wash. It was only in times of the base of Mikdash. Tumah V'Tahara. Nowadays, no obligation to wash whatsoever. I said, why are we washing the night of the Seder? He has a great answer. But I'll read it inside the Shaar Tzion. It's on your sheets. Sif Katan Samach Tes on the Mishnah Berurah there. Hilchos Pesach. The Yesh Me'achmerim Shekosvu. Da Afilu Osen She'enogim B'chol Hashanah. Even for people that don't wash all year round when they dip things in. So why, this is the kasha we ask, if all year round I'm not washing when I dip my cookie in milk, my donut in coffee. So why am I washing tonight? Zakt the Chok Yaakov. Hayom yitlenu kedei sheyishla tinokas al shinoi. The reason why we wash tonight is so that kids should ask questions, why it's night different. Manishtana halayla hazeh. Amazing answer. Really, we don't need to wash. Nobody did it. The last generation, Shlomo Zalman testifies. So why do we do it? Beautiful Pesach answer. Kedeshi Yishua Hatinokas. The kids are asked questions. That's what the Chok Yaakov says, and the Mishnah Berurah brings it down. Personally, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't need that. He says we wash because I hold you should do it all year round. It's right to be machmer. However, for those who aren't machmer, I'll tell you why we wash. The reason why we wash is kedei sheyishla tinokos. That's what the Chok Yaakov says, brought here in the Shaar Tzion. I believe David. I think the Aruch HaShulchan also brings this. So yeah, that would be an alternative reason and would answer our question. Why is it we're washing if normally during the year we don't? Now I'll bring you one more shot in explaining what's going on over here, Urchatz, by the Seder. So Shlomo Zalman also was bothered by this question. Why is it that we say Urchatz and? What's with the Vav? And he doesn't go with the Chida's answer. That you should wash and continuously wash. We already saw that Shlomo Zalman's position. This is not a chumrah necessarily that one has to take upon themselves. Saying a little different than the Mishnah Berurah. So Shlomo Zalman says, I'll tell you what the Vav is. The Vav is connecting Urchatz to the Kaddish. This is a little bit of a drush. Yes, Rabbi Feinowitz. But the idea is Kaddish Urchatz. On the night of the Seder is a night of Kedusha. We are uplifting ourselves. We are acting in many ways as B'nai Chorin. We're leaning, we're sitting there as kings, as B'nai Chorin, as free people. And we feel a special closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're sitting there at our Seder. Again, just being at a Seder, put aside what our Seder might look like this year. But being by a Seder, we feel like the Nechorin, we're free, a certain Kedusha, connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since we're on a higher Madrega of Kedusha, the night of the Seder, for the night of the Seder, it's appropriate, you want to be Machmer on washing your hands before you dip into a liquid. Kadesh, okay, then Urchatz. Yes. It's only because of the Kadesh that we do an Urchatz. But the rest of the year, no, not necessarily. Certain times of the year, we could take upon the chumras. Think about it. Aseres Yemei Anila Dodi V'Dodi Li, the time in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. They might in some ways be scary times, yamim noraim, fearful days. But at the same time, when we're fearful, we connect better with HaKadosh Baruch Hu too. And during Aseres Bei Tshuva, when we connect with Hashem, there are other things we're makbid on, we're not makbid during the year. Right? Pas Palter. So, therefore, these things were makbid during Aseres Bei Tshuva, we find times. But Hu Adin, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, the night of the Seder, one should view himself. Adam, it's a nice idea, no? You should view yourself as somebody who's uplifted, who's close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's when it's Kaddish, then Urchatz, then we also wash our hands from Ashkenazim too. That is a third shot. So it comes out, we have three or four ideas about Urchatz by the Seder. We do Urchatz by the Seder, like the Mishnah Berurah, maybe we do it all year round too, wash our hands. The Chidah said that's why you have a Vav. The Vav is teaching you, you should wash and you should continue to wash. Just like V'yitin Lecha, continue to give us brachas. Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's one position. Mi'irak Yisa, you have the Chok Yaakov, who says no. Really, all year round, we're not machmer. We don't do this. But because tonight's the night of the Seder, but tonight we do it, Kadesh Yishalot Atinokos, so that the kids should ask questions. Our kids should know all year round we don't dip. Kids are the first to know what the halachas are of dipping cookies, Oreos into milk. They should be the first to know. So, Lamaisa, all year round we don't, tonight we do, make the kids ask. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman's other twist, you're right, all year round we don't do it. But when it's Kaddish, when it's a night of Kedusha, when it's a night of the Seder, then it's appropriate Kaddish Urchatz. For tonight, one could wash, but we're not giving any declaration, this is what we have to do the rest of the year. Practically, I want to go through a few halachas of this washing. I saw an interesting idea. You know, probably what most people have, I remember this from my house growing up, my mother would have this bowl, yellow bowl, that we would, she'd fill with salt water, and we would dip in, and everyone would have a fork, and you dip in only once, no double dipping, your potato, your celery, your karpas into salt water, and you eat it. L'maisa, poskim hakabout, should one dip with a fork or with one's hands? Being the fact, when we talk about the concept of washing, when you dip, that was pashtus assuming in those days people would dip something with their hands. And I'm not getting into a social etiquette discussion. Sorry, Josh. But we're not getting into social etiquette. Is it proper to dip things with one fingers or not? Let's assume it's okay. Right? There's certain things you finger foods, okay? You dip your french fries, you know, in the ketchup. So there are some postkin that actually write out. I don't want to maybe mention them because if you don't subscribe to this social etiquette, you may make you nauseous. But there are some poskim that say you should actually dafka dip with your fingers. With a fork, it may not require that netila. We're washing before we do karpas. Why are we washing? We don't just do things for nothing. We're washing because we're about to dip. But if the chiyuv to dip is only when it's on your fingers, you might come to touch it, even if you don't touch the part that's wet with your fingers. We saw in Mechaber. But still, it's because of touching this liquid. So therefore, you should do it with your fingers. You should do it with your hand. I would say, if we're going to use our fingers, for sure in this environment, what everyone should do, and maybe even without that, it would be probably best if, nowadays they have those little disposable, actually they use them for sauces in restaurants, those little plastic cups. are the perfect things. My kids love them. Tata Henna will do it, right? You put a little thing, just make extra, you know, obviously no one's looking for extra work in Erev Pesach, but I'm talking to the men here. Maybe the men should do it. Not too complicated. Just you make your salt water solution, just pour it over in these little plastic cups. Get these little plastic cups. And therefore, each person individually could have their own salt water station. They dip in. In that case, you could dip in with your fingers. No big deal. It's your own water. It's all good. But that's one idea. There is, I did find some people that say that even if you would use a fork, it's still okay. It still fits within this den of washing. Okay? But that is a discussion that's talked about in the Achronim. What about talking after one washes? So there are many people that say, look, the only time that I don't have to talk, I'm not allowed to talk in between, you know, washing is before I'm Otzi, because I made a bracha of Mtilas Yadayim. So you know, that's the, you know, that's what they say, the quietest time of in the Jewish world is before people, you know, eat their hamotzi after they wash. You know, it's one time to keep some people quiet. But today, practically, we're not washing for rachsa. We're not washing for orchats before we do our dippings. We are washing, but without a bracha. So maybe one thinks that one could talk. So I found Post can say that even in this scenario, ideally one should not talk. It's very interesting. The reason why we don't talk in between washing and eating, let's say, amutzi is really two reasons. One is for the bracha. There shouldn't be a hefsek legabe the bracha. But secondly, is not talking enables us to do the mitzvah right away. Right? How many times we're about to do something, we get up involved in the conversation, and it gets pushed off and pushed off. But talking itself could be an impediment for us doing the mitzvah right away. And really the right thing to do is, as soon as you wash, one should, as quickly as possible, do the karpas. Make your orpi adama and do the karpas. So thus, even where we don't make a bracha, the right thing is for one to not talk in between the karpas and that. That's the second halacha. A third practical halacha with this orchatz is, as we all see, we don't make a bracha. What happens if someone does make a bracha? So on that, I'll refer you to last year. We gave a shiur about this, or touched upon it in one of the shiurim before Pesach, so you can check over there for those halachas. The final halacha, I saw there Shlomo Zalman says this. I don't know that the Mishnah Berurah would agree, but at least in Rav Shlomo Zalman's world, he said an interesting idea that women who are washing for karpas, for urchats, before they dip, one does not need to remove their rings in doing that. Normally, the reason why we remove our ring, a woman removes her rings, is because of the issue of a chatzitza. So for washing for bread, we're makbid to do that. However, for this washing, which within Rav Shlomo Zalman's perspective is a chumrah, is something we don't do all year round, this, he said, you know what, women don't have to take off their rings for that. You know, again, Mishnah Berurah, I assume, would say differently. Really, his lashon is whatever, no one can machmer or machmer. But at least Rav Shlomo Zalman says that one doesn't have to take off their rings in doing this until. That basically brings us an end to this share. It's funny, when I started off without the audience here, I said to myself, I don't know, I'm going to do an hour of a share. It's, you miss so much of the human element when you're just talking to a camera. I know lots of you are watching at home, whether live or a little bit later, but, you know, I tried to spice it up, dropping everyone a lot of people's names. Sorry if I didn't call on you. Hopefully I'll get you next week. But obviously the social aspect of it we all miss. And Harvey, it's not just your coffee and your donuts, but it's the warmth of everyone gathering together. And I just heard last night, Shlomo Kamenetsky said, you know, Doli Ador, we don't know why Hashem is bringing this upon us. We have no clue. We don't know why he's bringing it upon us. We don't know how long this will be. We have a lot of questions. We don't have too many answers. But everyone in their own life, you know, in living through this and going through this, you know, Be'ez Hashem, there should be a time for growth. And people should appreciate the social interactions that we're zochah to have normally in a normal way. We give a shalom aleichem, we see a person, how are you doing, how are you feeling? To send an email or even to chat on, you know, one of these modern forums, it's not the same. And we really miss each other. And Be'ez Hashem, the time should come soon that we'll all be back together. Ideally, this should be mamish part of Ikfas of the Mashiach. You know, we should be together, finding each other in the crowded plaza of the Kotel in Yerushalayim. But if we don't even make it back there, at least we should realize not only are we yearning for our Beis HaMikdash, right now we're even yearning for our Mikdash Ma'at to come back to our shuls, to come back to our yeshivas. And Be'ez Hashem, that day should come soon. Amen. Thank you very much for listening. Have a wonderful day.